Live in the studio with me right now, I've got Dr. Eric Meljack of the High Plains Poetry Project. He is part of West Texas A&M University's English, Philosophy, and Modern Languages, and he's trying to bring some poetry all across the entire Amarillo area. So we encourage everyone who is down with poetry, all you literary folk out there, listen up. Dr. Meljack, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks, Jenny, for having me again.
Well, you've got quite a lineup here. You finally got this finalized. We've got readings, poetry events, people that have a book launch, first-timers. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was a labor of love over the Christmas holiday, and I finally got everything organized. The final thing got put into place about a half hour ago. So we're in good shape.
Wonderful. Well, how about you go ahead and just give everybody a little sneak peek, and I'll make sure all of these dates, because it's going to be a lot of information.
Yeah,
I'll put all of these on our website so folks can look it up there. But let's hear what we got coming up first.
Okay, so first we have, I call her the Poet Laureate of Amarillo, although
I think that's apt.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the official title. Maybe I can make it official. But the writer-in-residence at WT, Shara Hammonds, we're going to do a book launch for her new book of poetry, Maps of Injury. That'll be Thursday, March 19th at 6:30. And these are all these events are occurring at the Burrowing Owl Books in Amarillo on 34th Street. So we'll have a book launch for her at 6:30 on the 19th. That should be really fun. We have a local poet, an Amarillo poet, Philip Perriman. He'll be doing a reading Thursday, May 21st at 6 o'clock, again at Burrowing Owls. Then the next month, the 18th of June, one of our, I don't know how he became a celebrity. Wes, how'd you become a celebrity? Wes Reeves, and then Angelina Marie of Short-Eared Dog Photography, and also the founder of the Women's Collaborative, and they have a good event coming up. I'm sure she'll be on to talk about that. But they're going to do something really interesting with poetry and art on Thursday, June 18th at 6 o'clock. That's going to be a really interesting event, and I'm also a little nervous about it because we've already had 100 people respond that they might come to this thing, so I don't know how we're going to fit them in the bookstore, but we'll see. Dallas Bell's going to freak out when she hears that. Then in July 9th, we're going to have some literary readings by Daniel Miller with special guests, Shara Hammonds again. See why she's Poet Laureate? And then another woman by the name of Shelby Wilson will be giving readings. They'll be reading in between one another, which should be an interesting time. Fiction writers Ryan McSwain and Eric Burdett will be doing a reading Thursday, August 13th. That should be an exciting event. Ryan, I've long promised a reading. And Eric, I ran into at Palace Coffee and said, why don't you read something? And he said, okay. So we put that together really fast. And then finally, someone I feel like I kind of accidentally stumbled upon and discovered, Lytton St. Stephen, they'll be reading their poetry. And this was a kind of a last minute event. I don't usually go into the fall, but we're going to do this on Wednesday, September 2nd. They know how to use words in wonderful ways. So I think that reading will be wonderful. All those readings, except for the Shara book launch, are at 6 o'clock at Burrowing Owl in Amarillo on 34th. And just to mention, we still do the poetry circles, but we've added a second set of them. We do poetry circles at the Burrowing Owl in Amarillo on 34th every third Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock. And we'll be doing those in March, April, May, June, July, and August, unless I announce otherwise. And then we'll have our usual poetry circles at the Burrowing Owl and Canyon on the square every last Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. So if you're in Amarillo and you want to come just share some poetry that either you've written or that you just like, if you're a fan of Emily Dickinson, bring your Emily Dickinson book and read poems for us. And anybody can reach me about this, just email me at emeljac@wtamu.edu, and I can get you on my mailing list or give you more information or whatever you need to know. So Wonderful. Those are the events. Yeah.
Excellent.
Sorry, so fast.
No, this is a great roster. That's exciting that we are, you know, we have so many different places. We've got so many lectures, so many distinguished lectures that come through in the Texas Panhandle. So I encourage all of our listeners out there within driving distance. These are really great events. Come out, participate in these literary events. We've got such rich culture and so much talent here on the High Plains. And this is just a really nice way to showcase it. So great that Burrowing Owl Books is now in two locations.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And I really thank Dallas Bell from Burrowing Owl Books. She doesn't charge me a cent to do this. And, you know, to get a venue for free, that doesn't happen. I mean,
you're telling someone who knows.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. So, I mean, Dallas is just a wonderful woman. And to give us her bookstores to do this is just a really a nice privilege that we have. And I'm certainly taking advantage of it.
Well, it's great to, foster this literary community. So everyone out there, if you haven't attended one of these, as well as the Great Book Series, all these events where community people just sit around and share ideas and listen and discuss, it's quite enriching. It makes you feel really connected. And that's what public radio is all about also. So
right.
Dr. Meljack, thank you so much for coming
in.
Thanks,
Jenny,
for putting these together. And
my pleasure.
I will get this information up on the website right when I get off the air.
Awesome. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah. We're going to play a song for you. This is Spilling Poetry by Heather Steika off the Bittersweet Tapes on High Plains Morning.